you know, not only ovals but also accommodation options. I think it is an attractive place up here, and it'd be a good opportunity to I guess further the brand of AFL in this region, whilst other sports are, you know, in a little bit of hurt. So I think we'll put our hand up, no doubt about that.
Stuart Dew, coach of the Gold Coast Suns, talking about the Gold Coast being a great spot for a hub. The weather's great, the ovals are in good condition, and there's a few nice golf course resorts around that people like AFL players and their entourage can stay in. Greg Swan's been good enough to join me, Brisbane Lions CEO, for a McCafe coffee catch-up. Head to a McCafe drive-thru and grab your favourite barista-made coffee today. Greg, welcome to you. Great to have you on. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Frank.
You're looking pretty good for a hub up there, we understand. Can you talk me... Go on. Yep.
No, I'm not sure if it's been ticked off yet, but we certainly... Yeah, we've been sort of lobbying quietly behind the scenes there, ourselves and the Suns. I mean, we've got two, you know, really good grounds in the Gabba and Metricon that we can train and play at. There's other grounds around, obviously, because, you know, we've got some pretty good community clubs, whether it's, you know, in Brisbane or the Gold Coast, you know, Broadbeach and Surface and Southport and down here, Morningside and Yeronga and places where we train now. So I think the facilities are good. And I think the other thing that's been probably come to the fore a little bit is that these hubs will be done probably June, July. And, you know, that's the time of year where up here is just magnificent. You know, the days are 25, 26 every day. And I think if you're going to be away or stuck in a hub, you'd want to be able to get out and do a few things other than footy. And I think the weather plays a pretty good part in that. So for us, that's been probably the piece that we've been pushing to the AFL.
So where would they house them, Greg? Would it be a golf course resort place that a team or teams will be housed?
Look, it could be. It could just be, you know, hotels or even apartment sort of style accommodation. I mean, I think that's something the AFL's looking at. I'm not, you know, the one that's been talked about a lot is the Royal Pines, which I think is owned by the RACV, just opposite where Metricon is, but it's got a golf course and a pool and gym and 400 odd rooms or something like that. So I mean, there's probably scope for that. You could literally walk across the Metricon to train. So if that was the case, that's something that suits Surface. And in Brisbane, there's plenty of things like that. I mean, even if you wanted to put a team or so, you know, up at Twin Waters on the Sunshine Coast, there's some, you know, a lot of the clubs go up and train at Maroochydore and places like that. So you could certainly find the accommodation in Brisbane or between the two coasts. And because we've got the two, you know, really good grounds, the Gabba and Metricon, you can play, you know, at night, obviously, under lights and you know, for TV and all those sort of things. So I think it's got some merit. But I know every other state's putting their hand up as well. So there's a bit of competition at the moment. But, yeah, from that point of view, I think we've got some advantages, I would have thought.
Now, I would have thought that the Twin Waters Royal Pines option is a huge advantage for you because the players can go on train, get on the bus, go on train, come back, and if their wives and partners are at the resort where you see them at night and the wives and partners, you know, can sit by the pool and have a yoga session during the day, I'm not sure. Yeah. It does sound more attractive when you think about it that way. And getting the players on board 100% is the little battle that's being played out right now.
It is, and I think, you know, and that's right. I'm not sure where they've got to, whether the, you know, families are involved and they come with, or even how long the hubs are. You know, is it 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, or, you know, is it 7 or 8 weeks? And if it is,
what do you think it's going to be?
Good question. No one's been very specific, but I think it'll be at least a month. And I think that's. Yeah, that's logical. You get up, you get as many games in as you can. Now, whether that's 3 lots of 6 or 2 lots of 9, I don't think it's practical to have one of 18. I don't think you could bring everybody to one place just at the moment. I think there'd be a little bit of an inherent risk there that if something happened, then it'd go through all 18. Whereas if you've separated, you know, two hubs, if you like, then you've got sort of almost self-protection there with, you know, with one group versus another. But, you know, as I said, I know WA's put their hand up, South Australia as well. Obviously, Victoria's, you know, the home of the footy at the moment. And then we've got our hand up here. So, and how long it goes. I think if you did 2 lots of 9, for example, then you probably, you know, every, you know, just on our calculations, you end up with sort of, if you all played each other, there's 36 games sort of thing between you. And, you know, how long that'd take, it'd be at least probably a month to 6 weeks. So you'd have to, you know, depending on how quickly you played the games. But, and then the other hub would be doing the same thing. So there'd be plenty of action, that's for sure. But, and again, we don't know that yet, whether there's going to be, you know, how many, is it, or we're just going to keep playing 5 day breaks, or, you know, a game every five days, or how that's going to look. But they're working on that at the moment. So hopefully we'll, you know, as time goes on, some of those things might get, you know, get ticked off, and we'll know where we stand.
What about as the day goes on? Is the little war cabinet meeting later today, Jeff Kennett, Gil McLachlan, Eddie McGuire and co?
Yeah, I think it's further than that. I think CEOs and presidents are on a phone hookup. I think it's 2 o'clock. So, I don't know what it's about, other than we've just said ring in at 2 o'clock and they're going to give us an update. I think it's more about an update. I know Gil came out last week and said they hope to have some decisions by the 11th of May, and I think he might just be reiterating that. I know they're talking to various, well, certainly governments, but the health officers in each state. I mean, up here in WA and Queensland just freed up a little bit yesterday, but it doesn't come in till the weekend. You know, we're now allowed to go, you know, into the parks and go shopping and things like that in Queensland as of Friday night, I think it is. So some of the restrictions are being eased in different states, so that'll also have a bearing on what the AFL decides to do.
So will your players go into the hub as well, or will they be able to stay in their own houses? I presume they go to the hub.
Yeah, that was asked of me today, early this morning, and I don't know the answer to that. I think I think we would go in the hub, but it might be that, you know, again, on the basis that you're sort of trying to split the risk, that they might stay in their homes and just have the testing and things like that done before they can come to train and things like that. But if we have to go into the hub, that's fine. And, you know, same thing. If we have to go to a hub in another state, well, so be it. I mean, you know, our view is anytime, anywhere for us, we'll go into a hub, we'll play wherever we have to play, and we'll do what we have to do to get the games away. You know, that's our attitude. But it would be good if we could stay local, because it's just obviously easier. But, you know, time will tell with that one. But hopefully, as I said, I think, you know, that was the date that they've sort of put now, that the 11th of May, they'll have a much better view on, you know, what it looks like, where the hubs are, how many games, you know, even a draw perhaps by then. So then we can, you know, we'll have a bit more knowledge of when we start, because we've still got to train yet. We've still got to get the capacity to get all our players together to let them train, because... you know, I know the NRL have said the 28th of May, but I'm not sure that, you know, they haven't been kicked off the train yet. And I think from our point of view, we're looking to at least get a 3 or 4 week training block before we play. So, you know, if you do the number, if you come back from that, 11th of May might say, okay, we're about to start. You know, we might start in June, which gives the boys, you know, a good month to get ready, and then off we go. Because I think the other thing that's important is, I know the code, and certainly in conversations with Gil, that, you know, once we start, we want to keep going. Like, we don't want to sort of play 4 games and then the thing takes off again and we all have to stop, if possible. Obviously, that's a bit out of our hands. But we want to sort of start and motor through and get the season done. So that's another consideration, I know, that is there taking into account.
And are you kind of budgeting for maybe one player per team, or anyone from your team saying, no, I don't like the staying in a hub idea, so I'm out, but that's acceptable?
Yeah, look, I got asked that this morning, and I said, I think what's going to happen, in, you know, our view on this is it's going to be your squad that's going to be really important in this instance, because, you know, if you're playing 5 day breaks, there'll be some guys that aren't coming up, even if they're not injured, you know, they just physically need a spell. And so I think your depth in your squad's going to be important. And similarly, if somebody can't or won't or doesn't want to go into the hubs, or there's family issues or whatever it is, then you just say, yeah, no, that's fine, and, you know, you just bring the next man up. So I think that's why, in our view, the squads are going to be pretty important in a condensed season, because there's going to be a lot more, a lot more put on the players. As I said, whether it's short breaks, you know, whether you're just sore, whether you're mentally fatigued and you need to have a spell, and, you know, we'll, blokes will be coming in and out of the teams. That, you know, we were lucky last year that we had hardly any injuries and we played our players nearly every week, but we expect this year that, you know, in a condensed season, that'll be tougher, and so the squad itself is going to be really important as to how you get through.
Are you telling your players or asking your players or demanding your players, requesting your players to download the COVID Safe app?
We have. Well, I've downloaded it. I did it yesterday. We're not making them. It's just, you know, it's like anything. It's not a compulsory thing. But
what if you have, what if you want to go into the hub? Do you have to then download?
Yeah,
it?
I think you will then. And I think, you know, it's a bit like I was just going to say, we strongly advise our players safe to get the flu shot. You know, they don't have to, but 99% of them do because we say it's a good idea and get it done. So, on the same basis, if you're in a hub, you'd certainly be downloading the app and you know, as part of the, you know, as part of what you're trying to do to, you know, A, comply with the government's wishes, and also just to, you know, keep everything as safe as you possibly can. And I think the other thing with us is all the things that we'll be doing, you know, whether it's temperature testing and all that sort of stuff. I think, you know, there's a desire for the code itself to be self-sufficient in those spaces so that we're not taking up, you know, things that are normal, that the public health system normally does. So we try and be autonomous in all those things as well. I would think that, you know, our doctors will be doing our temperature checks and all that sort of stuff so that we're not putting a burden on the health system. So, yeah. So, there's some of the things that we haven't seen details on, but I'm pretty sure that, you know, that's something that's also being looked at the moment.
And do you think you'd have any home ground advantage playing games, multiple games at the Gabba, or not, with no crowds?
Yeah, I actually asked the boys about it when we had the one game, you know, what it was like. And obviously you self-generate. I think it wouldn't be as strong as it was if you got the place packed and everyone's baying and whatever. And I'm sure it's the same in Melbourne if you... You know, the big clubs, Richmond and those guys who were used to playing at the MCG in front of the, you know, all their rabid fans, that they're not there. It certainly does take away the home ground advantage. I don't think there's much question about that. But you do have an advantage that you're familiar with the ground and, you know, all the things that go with it. So there's probably a little bit of an advantage, but I don't think it's, you know, it's not a massive one without crowds.
And what's the time frame?
In theory, you could play anywhere, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, because if there's no crowds, it doesn't matter. But, I mean, for TV perspective and broadcasting and lighting and all that, you've still got to play at the big stadiums. But in theory, you could play anywhere. Yeah,
and that's why, you know, Metricon, I think, is a good idea in my mind in some respects, because if you're giving, you know, a Collingwood an advantage by playing, you know, 15 games of the MCG against interstate teams, it's a bit different to giving the Gold Coast an advantage of playing 15 of their games at Metricon. I don't think people are going to worry about it so much. But the Brisbane Lions and that Gabba, that's another one, Swanee. Hey, before I let you go, what's your time frame look like? If you have to pull the lever now to get your players back, how long between getting your players back and getting them to training and then training for a month? That's the time frame. So you can see this is
pretty much
being the AFL.
11th of May. We've asked our players, we'd sort of already started to sort of get them back by the end of this month, which is obviously near. I think Friday's 1st of May, but yeah, roughly around the start of the month, because if the decision is taken on the 11th of May, or there's something definitive, like we want our guys here ready to go, and so most of them have started to filter back of their own accord anyway, but I think the majority will be back either this week, next weekend, or early next week. So we'll have most of our list here, well, nearly all of them, I think, ready to go. So when the announcement's made, and hopefully that, as I said before, you know, allows us to train together, and then we build to playing. So, we just wanted our blokes here ready to go.
And a month of training from the 11th of May would take you to mid-June. So would mid-June be viable under that guideline?
Well, that's the thing. If you're working back, probably. But, I mean, again, it might be... I know, as I said, the NRL's trying to get up by the 28th of May. It might be... You know, I think we're guided, obviously, by all the medical chiefs of each state about what they want to do, because everybody's got little, you know, different little rules and things, and you know, whether the borders are open and sort of that sort of stuff. But yeah, I don't think it's going to. I don't think we'll be starting on that basis until June-ish. But when? What time in June? Or it might even be July. I'm not. As I said, we're not privy to it. Hopefully, we get some more information this afternoon. But you know, I think without trying to back away from it, I think in the end we'll start when it's safe to start. I think that's probably the overriding thing for us. So when everyone's ticked it off and you know they're all happy with it from a medical point of view, then that's when we'll start. So it's a little bit that you know we're guided a fair bit by what all the chief medical officers are saying, but I know we're working as a code, talking to all of them and sort of trying to get you know get everything lined up. But yeah, so hopefully that's when we get going.
Great to have a chat to you, Greg. Really enjoy being able to tap into your brain and I'll let you get out there in the shed and get that jet ski warmed up so you can get it out this weekend when you're allowed.
Well, you are allowed. And the other good thing about up here, though, we've been able to play golf. So that's been, so when these hub games come, our blokes should be well ahead of everyone else because our blokes have been still able to play golf in the last couple of months. So anyway, it's all good. We'll see where it lands.
I can see that being another competition. So we have the AFL competition. Then we have club versus club golf. I want to broadcast that.
You could. There'd be some good sledging going on too between the boys. They'd have a great old time with that. So,
would that? Yeah. Would they? What? I'll throw that at Fox and see what they want to say about that this afternoon. Great to have you, Swanee. Let's hope that meeting goes well this afternoon. And if you can sneak us something from that meeting tomorrow, that'd be great if we could get you on because it's going to be an interesting phone catch-up with all of those people. With all the club CEOs and presidents this afternoon. Thanks for your time.
Yeah. Thanks, Wayne. Cheers. Bye.
Greg Swan, Brisbane Lions CEO. Your calls after the break, 1300 736 736. Has that shone some light on a few things for you? 1300 736 736. Greg Swan for a McCafe coffee catch-up. We're drive-through people. We're coffee people at your McCafe. And there is, at least among other things that were speculated about, with Greg Swan there, it confirmed that they are having a hookup later on today, the CEOs and the presidents and this war cabinet to try and nut out a few things and get a few things clarified. Your call's next on Dwayne's World.